Is that
Guatemalan, high altitude, virgin cane.
Wait, you really couldn't get rum.
It's 23-year aged.
Why?
Barely.
Do you have it?
Because we mentioned it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Made a joke that Steve was nervous.
Got some rum.
It wasn't a joke.
Well, he doesn't get recorded very often, so
yeah,
you know.
Like ever.
That's actually very.
Got my beer. Got my rum.
Scotcheroo.
Scotcheroo.
Well, the guest today on the podcast. This is Sparkly Steve.
Are you even recording yet?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
I had a thought earlier. I thought, do people call you Sparkly Steve to your face? And I didn't know for sure because...
Only here. I'm good with that.
He doesn't want to be Dr. Steve.
No.
Well, it started with Jess writing on a bag of coffee you got here that was... said Sparkle Steve.
He's the most sparkly of the Steves I know. I He's also the Green Wizard. No.
I'm one of them.
You're King
half,
B.
Half.
Who's King B?
That'd be me.
You're King B.
Yeah. Bagel's my queen.
Who's got the royal jelly?
He's not here.
Ooh,
good one.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
Or Stephen Bock.
Yeah.
And Anne-Marie has a real fake name, Anne-Marie Genius.
Yeah, that's my real name.
That was some whiplash right there because then I got confused. So it's a real name.
That's my real name.
It's a real
that's
fake name.
That's my family name.
Why do you keep saying fake? Now you're throwing me.
How can that be real?
It sounds so fake, but yeah.
And also, it looks like it's not spelled correctly, which is
it is Polish.
Oh, that's probably why then.
And you're not a genius.
Polish spellers.
It's just pronounced like it looks, which is the thing.
Yeah.
Nuts.
When my great grandfather came over, he decided it was more important that his descendants knew what their name meant than how to say it.
That's fair enough. Yeah, that really explains it all. I feel like I should really Polish, you know, that kind of thing. That should
it's Polish.
Not necessarily specifically Polish, but I should connect those dots faster than I do.
It's more than a sausage.
Yeah, there's pierogies.
Oh. I made it late to the Polish deli in Cincinnati last month for my pierogies, and they didn't have any left, so we went to a Jamaican place.
Oh.
Well, they had lots of sausage, but it was raw, and we were traveling. It's like coils and coils of sausage.
Coils and coils of sausage.
Yeah, I wanted to buy sausage, Polish. But I was like, well, I don't know how to get to the manifold, and I don't know. Cook this with a lighter? I don't know. Your thumb gets hot.
So was this with cooking in the car?
This was just last month with Tina.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't in the right car for cooking the Polish sausage.
I did have an induction range in the back, but I didn't have an inverter for the cigarette lighter, which I don't know if cars have those anymore. I don't think they do.
A lot of them have them just so that
you
can do things.
They have USB plug-ins, I think, now.
Like cook sausages?
Like cook sausages.
Speaking of random cooking, this morning at 5:30 in the morning, there's a guy built a fire in our cigarette butt container out back, and he was trying to cook eggs.
Nice.
So I was cleaning up a bunch of...
Was it Dan?
No.
Friend of the show, Dan Dresser?
Maybe. Right, Dan Dresser. He ran away when Angela showed up, so I don't know. And then all his eggs fell and broke.
Oh, no.
I was picking up frozen eggs today. I was like, oh, what?
Oh.
Bonfire gone bad.
Oh.
But I'm glad it didn't have a...
Yeah, that could have gone a lot worse.
I don't like it. It was like right next to the building. It's like
burnt eggs.
Burnt eggs. Yeah. And smoky eggs.
And nothing would have been worse than burnt eggs.
No. Yeah. Or cook your eggs on cigarette butts, too. It's I remember someone ashed in my taco at Taco John's back when people still smoked in restaurants, and the cook was smoking and cooking, and I ate my taco, and it was like, oh.
This is the worst story ever.
Which one?
The taco with the ash in it.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
That's disgusting.
Gross.
I know.
Ugh. Boy, you know, sometimes you get... sometimes you look around the world and you think, things are rough, aren't they? And then you realize, but how often does that kind of thing happen anymore? I think food safety standards, at least this country, are a lot better nowadays.
You're not
having things like ash in your tacos anymore.
Not as much.
Progress.
No, slow,
but sure.
Yep. It's true. They used to smoke at the pizza place in Lincoln Park, too. What was that? Lee's Pizza. I remember getting pizzas from them, and guys just saucing pizzas, ash hanging off. I'm just like, I still remembered the taco. I was like,
When was that?
Well, before the smoking ban.
Oh, no.
It's been a while. Ireland beat us on the smoking ban.
Good for them.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
But we beat Spain.
And so things are the World as Cup. They should be.
In smoking. Oh, indoors.
I was just talking about this with somebody earlier. I mean, it was either today or yesterday, but like smoking in high schools, too. It's like not that long ago where that was a thing.
I never smoked in high school, but I definitely hung out with everyone smoking in high school.
Oh, yeah.
At Perkins, like at 2 in the morning, drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes and at Perkins. That was like what kids used to do.
So I had read Anne Marie. Do you go by Anne or Anne Marie?
Anne Marie.
Okay. I wasn't sure. Thank you for clarifying. You're from Wisconsin.
Yes. Milwaukee.
Milwaukee specifically. Okay,
Milwaukee.
Oh, so you drink out of the bubbler.
Yes, you drink out of bubblers. Can't remember any more Milwaukee's right now.
Milwaukee-isms.
Milwaukee-isms.
Did you used to go to a Booze Middle Eastern Cuisine?
Oh, my gosh.
That was like my favorite place.
I remember that.
Rosewater lemonade, good fluffles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because they used to be at festivals, so you'd go and get your rosewater lemonade cup and you'd go get refills forever. Yeah.
Wow.
I miss that place. I went there and it was gone.
Oh.
But I'm sure there's something else.
I think they also ended that festival because that was the Middle Eastern festival that went on in the summer, which was...
They ended it?
Yeah, it ended some point. I don't know.
Make way for Miller.
Probably.
More beer fest.
More beer fest.
Is that Summerfest? What's the big... That's isn't it?
Yeah, there's
a
whole...
Is that Milwaukee?
Yeah, Milwaukee has Summerfest, and then the rest of the summer, it's all different ethnic festivals and groups.
Oh, yeah,
and
they do the big German...
Yeah, German fest, Polish fest, Irish fest.
Yeah, they have
major food groups.
Indian summer is usually in the fall, a little later. I moved out when I was 18. I don't really.
Oh, and was it then here, or were you moving around?
I lived in a lot of places.
Okay.
We've been here for the longest, I think, like 16, 17 years now.
Oh, yeah. That's a.
It's been a while.
It's a hunk.
So, but, six?
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how many years ago that was. But 06
is more than two less than 12, and it plus
I haven't done
18.
That in a while. Yeah.
I don't know. Where's my phone?
But yeah, before that it was like Memphis, Tennessee, Fairbanks, Alaska, Missoula, Montana, Minneapolis for a little bit.
Yeah. What eventually drew you to Duluth then?
Steve got a job up here.
Oh, yeah. Just that simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where were you guys when you guys met then?
Missoula.
Missoula. Yep. Oh, okay. Interesting.
Montana.
It's a hippie town in the mountains.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have a Higgins Bridge.
Higgins Bridge, wow. They do. Oh, my gosh. Jason knows everything.
Woodblind almost got hung off of it for a party. We were going to play suspended.
Oh, not that.
Wait.
Okay, I was thinking something else.
Boy, yeah, that was...
It would have been hung.
Yeah. We hate ska here in Missoula. And we're just going to make an example of this woodblind.
Remember there was a town that would welcome woodblind, Missoula.
I love Missoula. No, we go there all the time.
Actually, I think I saw a picture of Steve playing on a rope swing off that bridge in the river.
Are they hung off of it?
Yeah, that was the goal. We were going to have a free concert for the public, hang off the bridge, the Higgins Bridge in Missoula. But then the insurance wouldn't go for it. And then we were going to be on a barge.
Do you have insurance?
We didn't, and no one wanted to buy it, so they didn't want to do that.
And you didn't want to just risk it?
We ended up playing at the Big Dipper instead, the ice cream shop.
Oh, that place is awesome.
Yeah. And then everyone jumped in the river and floated down and then got out, and there was another band after. So it was still kind of cool.
That's cool.
I like the idea of being suspended over a bridge, though, but it would have been a giant wedgie, I bet, by the end.
Can you imagine the Baco's bass? That'd be horrible.
Well, that was the thing. His friends are like does stuff in Vegas for like you know all the
casinos.
Yeah, and like suspending people and all the circus
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. Like, and mixed with the mountain
mural
climbing
painters.
People and the riggers. I was like, they got this. They had it all sorted out.
Well, so you didn't need the insurance then.
No,
you had all the talent.
We did need
needed.
The production and the okay from the mayor.
Oh, the mayor!
The darn mayor.
Oh.
He wanted the insurance, or she—I don't know who it was. So, you met on the bridge? No.
We met in the dorms actually.
I wanted to play frisbee.
The dorms.
I was knocking at every door that's looking for somebody to play frisbee. Ultimate frisbee,
like a golden retriever.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and it was like the week before classes even started, so I was just hanging out in the dorm, and yeah.
I majored in Ultimate Frisbee.
He did. I'm pretty sure he did.
Yep. Did that more than study.
That's It's good you're not working in the ER anymore.
Made me the man I am today.
What an interesting way to start a relationship.
Yeah, he asked me to play Frisbee, and I told him only the cool kids played Frisbee at my high school, so I didn't play Frisbee, and I didn't even know how to throw one. And he's like, oh, it's just my friends. It's impromptu. It's not. We were bad. Don't worry. You just come out, and we just throw it back and forth. It's no big deal. So I got out to this field, and I'd never actually seen Ultimate Frisbee before, so I didn't understand this was a game. I didn't understand there were goalposts. All I knew is we were going back and forth, running, 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 and these Frisbees were literally doing circles around me and other people, and these people knew a lot of tricks. Like, they were not beginners. And when everything seemed to get to a lull, I was like, okay, I'm going to sink off and never talk to them again. So he came and found me later, and like, I'd showered and got dressed and stuff, and he's like, are you okay? You left during halftime. And I'm like, there was a halftime? Well, what are we talking about?
You missed the show.
It was beer time.
Good for you for, you know, in entertaining the idea, at least. I don't think I would have.
I feel like I was pretty honest, like, right from the start of a relationship. I'm like, I don't know how to play Frisbee. I don't really play Frisbee.
I mean, all the running
and then
alone.
I left. Like, yeah. Now I can't running, run this much. This I'm an artist.
Yeah, see, exactly.
This is not a thing.
More of a sedentary kind of person. I'll paint a Frisbee.
Yeah, there you go.
I'll paint. I guess, going back to being in Milwaukee, what kind of, were you doing art at all, like in any sort of like a...
I was in high school.
Yeah, so at that point just...
Well, my dad was an art teacher. I grew up with a lot of art around and a lot of art supplies.
Free paint.
A lot of like, hey, kid, I got bus duty. You stay here for 45 minutes. I'll be back. Use whatever supplies you want. Don't make a mess. It was a great way to grow up.
Yeah, I thought, yeah, right. And at what point then did you make the transition to doing more? Because I feel like nowadays the reason I know of you is just because I feel like you're always getting reported on and
I know,
on,
it's
in
really
newspapers
weird.
And things.
It's
oh, look
really
at this
surprising.
Big thing Anne-Marie's doing. And yeah, which made taking notes for this episode a lot pretty easy. So, all sorts of information. So when did that change kind of start happening in your life?
It's been relatively recently, actually, which is why... Well, for example, the photographer today didn't know me because he's like, I asked two people and they didn't know you. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't know a lot of people.
I wonder who the two people were.
Well, one of them, I just sent him a note on Facebook so we can be friends.
That's nice.
He's another artist I've seen at events. I just never have talked to him. But
it was his mother and some total stranger he's never met.
No, they made sense. It just, you know, I didn't know them. It kind of started after my mom died. Mm. It was like 2016, 2017. And I started getting so upset that like I couldn't physically not be drawing or doing some sort of art. So like I would show up to Wusos and watch Jason playing in Woodblind and I'd be drawing comics.
Oh.
And I think it was Jacob Mann who was like, hey, that's really good. That actually looks like me. Can you draw more of me? And so I just started kind of drawing Jacob for a while, for obsessively.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was in middle school and in early high school. I had a few comic books that were entirely populated by friends of mine and just people around me.
It's just what happens.
And then
when you're trying to like get your hand back up to speed, you're just like, well, I'm just going to keep drawing this person because it helps like hand-eye coordination.
And I still draw them to this
repetitive.
Very day.
I thought you were saying you were in middle school just a few years ago. Like,
well, it
wow.
was just a few relatively. when did I get, that was, I was in eighth grade in 2011, 2012? Oh,
yeah. Me too.
Yeah, you do? Oh, yeah. Hey. Yeah, well, that's funny. Yeah.
And then you got arrested. What are you doing here? You can't be here, sir.
I'm just trying to graduate.
It's the exact opposite of a bunch of kids in a trench coat.
Awkward pauses by Steve.
It is worth noting that those get cut out and everything, so like it won't seem as awkward and pausey. Let's see, what else do I got? Jason, do you have any questions? Are you organized all this?
Were you doing drawings at the Fuel Cafe in Milwaukee?
Drawings.
I don't know if I've ever been there.
Oh, really?
What was it? What was it again?
The Fuel Cafe.
The Fuel.
It's kind of a famous spot.
Yeah, it is. It is. I know of it. I just don't know if I've ever actually been to it.
They'd give bands free soup sometimes.
Oh, dang. Cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. There you go. They had a collaboration with a brewery and had one of the first like coffee stouts or something. And I happened to be playing in Milwaukee when the first one came on at the tasting room, which is probably long gone. And they had the first keg of this coffee Fuel Cafe coffee beer. And then it I noticed it in Duluth one time, but I don't know if it's, I haven't seen it lately. So, but, and then we were sleeping in our van next to it and someone tried to break in. And
I love this story.
But six people popped out of a van like a clown car. And that one person going, ran away. So it worked out.
Man, the worst van they could have picked.
Yeah, the worst van. The oldest, rustiest, broken van with the poorest ramen eating ska van. What are you going to get?
Yeah.
Dirty socks?
Cigarettes?
No, probably not.
Cigarette butts?
Yeah.
Not even probably. I don't know. I don't even know what was in that van. It's probably still there. It's probably rotting in someone's yard.
We'll shift a little bit, staying kind of in the past. So you're a doctor.
Sometimes.
Which is something I didn't even know until we started planning. Jason told me about
this
podcast.
I like to keep it
secret. Yeah? Yeah. Well, that would explain it. I don't feel like I ever talked to people in the medical field, so I'm just curious. Why that seems really stressful. Why would you do that?
It's pretty stressful.
Yeah.
It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, I mean, you've done it
a long time ago.
See, okay, well, there you go. A long time ago. So, yeah. I mean, what?
Once you're in it, it's hard to get out.
It's okay. I guess that is fair enough.
Golden handcuffs.
It's like rapids.
What drew you to it initially, yeah, though?
Like rapids. Once you're in, it's hard to get out.
Without a helicopter.
Right. Yeah.
Then you need a doctor.
I should get one of those.
How are you a doctor is a question, doctor.
Good question. I passed my boards.
You have superpower skills. You're a shapeshifter.
I keep them hidden.
Yeah. Very hidden.
Yeah. You deter with the sparkle.
Right. My favorite is when people first find out I'm a doctor, like, what? I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have guessed. But yeah, I guess I don't know if doctor would have been one of them. I don't know.
I would have guessed you're in a ska band.
Me too.
Yeah. If I could play
trombone.
I was just talking about that the other day. I should learn.
Yeah.
No, he's too busy playing yo-yo right now.
Yeah, I know.
Those are similar. There's kind of like the back and the forth.
Right.
Kind
yeah,
of
there
just,
you go. There you go.
But then I whack myself in the face with the yo-yo, and I'm like, oh.
Just don't smile when you're doing it.
Right.
Yo-yo or trombone?
Yo-yo.
Oh.
If you were a smiley trombone player, that would be amazing embouchure, and it would look great. Just like weird teeth. Like, how's he doing it?
I don't think it would look great. I think it would be kind of creepy.
Yeah, it would be, but in a good way.
Future goals.
Yeah.
Future goals.
One thing worth noting, because people can't see this, is yeah, you've got quite the outfit on, and you tend to.
Thank you.
It's always
a spark for him.
I know it is a normal outfit. Every time I've seen you, it's always in some very bright colored outfit. I don't know if I've ever seen you in the same thing twice.
I burn it.
Oh,
I
yeah.
Wear it and then burn it.
There you go. It's efficient. I guess again, I find this in my brain. Doctor is this very kind of serious, well, sterile white. Other thing is that what's kind of drawn you to being colorful and
that's why I don't advertise I'm a doctor, because I'm right. More of a colorful person,
right? Okay.
And most doctors are rather, like you said, sterile.
Yeah,
well, maybe not sterile in that regard, but well, they might be.
Oh, you just
I haven't asked. Know. That's a little personal.
Send a survey around, just
right?
Ask.
Yeah. Do you have any kids? Oh, okay.
Great icebreaker.
Hi.
Are you sterile?
Even before I ask your name.
Yeah. Hi. Well, I'm not going to remember the name anyway, quite frankly.
Right.
So
true.
You might as well just.
But you will remember if they're sterile.
I think I probably would. Right. I think it's a lot more likely.
Sterile,
I'm
sterile,
remember
not sterile.
If someone's
not
sterile, sterile or not. I'm terrible with names. Great with being sterile.
See. Steve was worried about coming on. He's like, "Oh, I'm like, you'll be next to me, and it'll, yeah. I'll just,
it'll be fine. It'll
it's
be,
all fine.
Everything's I was like,
fine.
Just, you're just talking to Jason. Don't yeah. worry about it. You love talking to Jason. You can do it for hours.
We never know why we're bringing guests in, but I just wanted to
it's always
have you guys in because I just think you're some of the biggest art supporters that I know in town.
Every event is you, at least one of you.
Yeah.
If not both.
Creators and supporters. I mean, going back to the doctor stuff, Steve had doctor bills forever to pay your college off.
Yeah.
And then what does he do? As soon as he pays it off, he's like, let's throw a party. Money. And he's like...
Flamingo Fest
that happens at Bent Paddle, and
that was a good time.
Picks his favorite band and supports. Yeah, now it's a thing.
It's a recurring event now.
Bent Paddle is taking it and run with it. Yeah,
that's great.
I'm happy about that.
So how long ago was that, or how long has it been going on then?
I guess just 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's how long he's been paying on those loans.
I know. Yeah. I graduated in 1886.
1886.
It took forever to pay off that freaking loan.
Yeah. Interest, man. Interest.
Swear in this thing. That was
140 years of interest.
It's something like that. Yeah.
140 years. Quick math there.
I know.
And then I noticed, Amber, you have a bachelor's in art and geology.
Yeah, actually, my primary focus was geology, so it's geology with honors.
Which I think that kind of reminds me of our last episode with Karen. But that's interesting too. These are the medical thing and the geology thing. They feel not as colorful and creative as the other things that I've seen from
right.
You. And so it's what
geology? What
draw about
me?
It? Yeah.
Oh,
it's sedimentary.
I was.
It's sedimentary.
Well, actually, yeah, because I kind of focused on hydro, so that is sedimentary. I think it kind of started with like looking at different anatomy courses you could take for drawing.
Oh.
And one of them was paleontology. Technically, it was an anatomy course. And I'm like, this is really fun. And then I was like, hey, this is like Jurassic Park all the time. This is the best. And so I looked up, like, what do you have to do to like continue studying paleontology? And you have to get a degree in your undergrad in geology or biology or both, preferably. And so I started with geology because... geology is more fun to me than biology. And then I started doing a lot of art classes just on the side because that's what I'm doing in my brain and my free time all the time anyway.
Right, yeah.
So I just started taking classes and formally made it a second major. And then I didn't become a paleontologist.
Well, I think that's interesting.
There's still time.
So I'm assuming you're somebody who's been drawing or something at least all your life, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever consider going to art school?
I went for a whole year. I dropped out. Okay. So I'm an official art school dropout.
I am too.
And then my art school closed before I finished paying off the loan. So my loan even lasted longer than the art school.
Oh.
That's impressive.
Yeah. Wow. Memphis College of Art.
Yeah.
Yeah, Memphis.
One of the most miserable places.
The school or the city?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, they got a nice zoo.
Good
they
barbecue.
Do have a nice zoo.
Good barbecue.
Unrelated.
Good place to get murdered.
Nice little hotel with ducks in the fountain. That's
some
really great thing about Memphis.
Some little outside music joints that aren't on the main.
Yeah.
Not on Beale Street, but if you get away, there's some good spots in Memphis.
But I had a nightmare about Memphis the other week.
I think you're not the only one who had a nightmare.
He grew up there, so he's got more of a right to...
I won't elaborate.
Yeah.
Just bad. Right.
You were one of the kids doing cartwheels for tips.
I was one of the nerds.
Oh,
I'm sure that shocks you.
Yes. There had to be a reason you became a doctor. You have to have some major nerd skills to be a doctor.
Right.
I just think it's a prerequisite. And apparently an artist, too, because between you and Karin and... she was getting into the clay, and I was just like, I know nothing about geology.
I feel like every episode I've said this at least once before to you, that like I just feel like an idiot every time we talk to people. Because I'm like, they're just, look at all this stuff
they're
doing.
That's why you invited me.
Yeah. Look at all this stuff everyone's doing.
I know.
Oh.
Jason and I, we get done with an episode, and we're like, God, that was so interesting. What are we doing with ourselves?
We're supposed to inspire you to do more.
And actually,
that's the
and actually
podcasts.
It does. It does, actually. I've done so much
learn
more.
Learn yo-yo.
You should take up Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
It attracts girls.
It attracts girls.
You know, my only knowledge of Ultimate Frisbee is
kills girls on contact.
Don't people like break bones and like collarbones especially all the time?
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a horrible
bones.
Sport.
Yeah.
My roommate dislocated his elbow.
Yeah, see, I don't want to do that kind of thing.
Wait, what is that?
Is it this joint right here?
It's
like the elbow.
Right, elbow joint.
Well, I'm glad I haven't broke mine.
Hip joint.
Ultimately, do you run? Is it like football? What is?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
A lot of running. It's like soccer with a frisbee.
What's the regular kind of just? Oh, I'm thinking of frisbee golf.
Golf.
Ultimate is like
the ultimate.
You're just running
frisbee.
It's the same.
Yes,
but you're not tackling.
You know, actually, we
or do you tackle?
No, you're not supposed to. But when I first learned, that's what we did. It was tackle ultimate frisbee.
Oh my!
It was so fun.
That sounds not fun.
It was awesome.
But you ended up in Duluth because we went to a recruitment program, and there were different booths for different tables for different residencies
Doctor
you could go
recruitment?
To. Yeah, uh-huh. Doctor recruitment. Yeah, Doctor recruitment. And there was a Duluth table, and they were really like friendly and outgoing, and Steve was having fun talking to them. And then he went and talked to the Klamath Falls, Oregon table, and they were outgoing and friendly. And Klamath Falls, Oregon gave them like some coffee, and went over to Duluth. He's like, Klamath gave me coffee. They're like, oh yeah, well we have. And they pulled out a frisbee, and Steve's like, it was
glow in the dark.
A glow in the dark, correct weight for ultimate frisbee. And then he went over to Klamath and showed them that. And Klamath is like, well, we're gonna set up a ultimate frisbee game while you're in town interviewing. And they just were going back and forth. It was great. So I think those were your top two
Working
picks.
The system.
Yeah. But anyway, for a while I was like, that ultimate frisbee is why we ended up here.
Yep, in like the silliest betting war I've ever heard.
So the glow in the dark frisbee was the very earliest prequel to the Darkness Festival.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah.
what is it called?
Embrace the darkness.
Embrace the darkness. Yeah.
Which is what?
So after Steve did his I've paid off my doctor loan party at Bent Pedal, which turned into Flamingo Fest, then you decided it's dark. I really like glowy black light things. And you just like wanted Brothers Burn Mountain and
Watercat
to play with like dangerous levels of black lights.
Oh, it was
like
awesome.
They're setting it up. It's like, you should probably wear sun lotion and sunglasses. I'm like, what? I don't want to do sound. I'm like, am I going to melt? Yeah. Everyone's got like neon colors and black lights. And that was great, though.
It was a beautiful party.
That was
And Daniel Benoit projections.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you, doctor turned.
I throw a good party.
Good party thrower and festival igniter.
Sure.
A tender, but then
maker.
Tinder. He's
tinder.
A tinder. Not
a tinder.
Tinder.
A tinder. Swipe.
Right.
Distractor.
Swipe. Which way is right? Which way is right? Which way is good? Right.
I don't know.
I don't either.
That's stooning.
I don't know. How soon after moving here were you guys getting involved into Duluth kind of things?
Oh, geez. Well, the first few years we lived here, he was going to his residency program. So we honestly thought
like
we were going to be here like 3-4 years and then move back out to Missoula.
Mm, okay.
And then at the end of it, we were like, well, it's actually kind of fun here. And so we just started hanging out more and more and trying different. If you live in Duluth this long, you've tried like all the different Duluthy things. Like you've done mountain biking, you've done bird watching, you've done astronomy, you've done all sorts of stuff. And eventually, like, you know, you end up on crutches and your husband's trying to get you out of the house desperately. And he's like, look at this little video. If you watch this video, we can go get pizza and watch this band play this song. And he showed me the most adorable Brian Barber cartoon I've ever seen. Oh. And they were singing Big Voice. Yep.
No way.
Oh, and God. He made me go see Woodline, and that was what kind of started us going out.
That was the start of it.
You didn't know Woodline? So, you just saw the cartoon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He saw the listing on, like, Thirsty Pagan.
So that's before you met Teague?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
You were at first.
Oh. And now you have a cat named Teague.
Yeah, I have a cat named Teague.
We should have a cat named Baco.
I thought for sure. I don't know. Yeah. A muskrat. Right. No, I'm the muskrat. A pet polar bear.
How about a mongoose? That's more Duluthy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Faco wouldn't mind being a mongoose. He couldn't be a honey badger.
Well, I think Ian requested to be our next pet name because he was like, hey, you got a pet named Teague. Why would you don't have one named Ian? And
that'll be the pug.
Yeah, Steve wants to get a pug someday.
Oh, wow. I love pugs.
They're so cute. I know their little flat faces.
They're really the ultimate Duluth dog, it seems like.
Oh, really? You think?
Yeah, I mean, I think pugs really are the Duluth dog.
What? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
That's a hard question to answer.
Snickerdoodle. Yeah, that's the most thought-provoking thing I think we've said tonight. Yeah,
isn't it great?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody has a different opinion.
Because I don't.
Nobody agrees with me.
I don't. Yeah. Because I don't. I feel like I inherently.
Unless they have a pug, and then they totally.
I know someone who has a pug, and I feel like it's what's making me disagree.
You don't think Tyler Skooten is like totally Duluthian?
Well, I don't.
How about Maria Bamford? Come on, these are pug lovers.
Yeah. Pug lovers.
Puggers.
See, you're making really good points, and I.
Yeah. You must concede.
My biggest issue is I have no rebuttal, and so.
You win.
Yes. So,
I hate admitting.
I thought it'd be like a sled dog like one.
That's what everybody thinks, but if you think about it, it's like these cold winters, and like
you just want to snuggle.
You just want to snuggle this cute.
Snuggle a pug.
The only people who aren't from here would think that we'd want to be outside, but if you live here and you realize, oh no, God no, I don't want to be out there. Jesus, are you kidding?
I do.
It's cold and windy.
Yeah, you do. You go skiing.
I wish there was snow.
I want to just go inside.
There is a spirit. They keep making it.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, that river water turns into snow if they pump it through that thing. I feel bad environmentally.
Have you been skiing this year much?
Yeah.
Oh.
In my short time of coming back. And
I was going to say in your shorts.
Yeah, my shorts. Yeah. I've been like in shorts.
That's wrong.
No. Boxers, I meant.
That's okay.
Yeah. That's all I have under my ski pants.
I swear I have underwear.
Just boxers. I get sweaty.
And what better way to air them out than going down a hill really fast?
I was, yeah, we were up
there. Invigorating.
46 the other day. My friend has a little clocker. I'm like, oh.
40 miles per
how fast
hour?
You're going?
Oh.
Holy smokes.
Wow.
And I didn't think I was going fast, so that explains how I wrecked myself once in a while.
Wow.
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, if you do crash going 50 miles an hour, it can hurt.
Yeah, didn't you like break your collarbone like last year or something?
2 years ago.
2 years ago?
It's getting better.
I remember that.
You should think of biking is much safer.
I definitely have. My first shoulder injuries were definitely bike related.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my next goal.
When you're looking at the moon and biking along the lake walk and you don't realize you veer into, you know, when there's two layers and your pedal gets stuck on the wood part and you're on the tar part. And yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've all been there.
Your little blinky lights going and you're on the ground with the wind knocked out of you and. Mm-hmm. Everyone comes out of the bushes. Hey, can I hit that? It's like, no, it's not a. No, I'm just, I can't even talk.
Wait, what are they wanting to hit?
Oh, they thought I'm like sparking something. I'm like, no, I've just crashed. And these bike lights flashing.
Oh, that's
my bike is on fire.
It's like, where'd you guys come from?
No flashlight.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Take me home. I feel like if anyone is still listening, they're like, why are these guys allowed to do a podcast, first of all.
That's because the internet is still the Wild West, baby. We can do whatever we want. No, there's no rules.
And then the other part is like, why did they pick these guys? But I just, before I forget.
I hope they're not wondering that.
The show always has some thread to the community of the cafe. And if people don't know, Anne-Marie's been doing the art roster here for a long time now.
2021, I think.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
As the
2024. So I mean.
That's been a couple of years.
Which also, that's kind of blowing my mind as we're all saying this right now, because it's just like, oh yeah, it is. It's been a minute.
Yeah, it's been
a
minute.
It's crazy. Well, we had the COVID reset, and that like literally was a weird time warp. But normally, like someone helps with art for like a year and goes, "This is crazy. It's like herding cats."
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
So and then they're like, "All right,
that
was fun.
Foster cats. I know this.
Next." Sucker. But then, I mean, Anne-Marie has that whole community side, and she did the mural at the Zenith bookstore.
Yeah, I didn't do the one on the outside. I did the
on
one
the
on
inside.
The inside.
Oh,
that's
yeah, better,
the children's
better
area.
Specify that.
On the outside, that's Jonathan Thunder.
And if you've seen any of the chalk art for Homegrown or like almost any chalk art in town,
is there anyone else around?
I keep hoping. Mary, she was doing it for a while. And she did a lot of community events where she got people together to do big sidewalk street paintings.
Mm-hmm. It's
I don't know. I'm always looking for friends.
Correct.
It's a hard sell in Duluth because we only have like 2-3 months of warm weather to do sidewalks.
And no nice sidewalks.
Well, we do have some really nice sidewalks, especially anywhere where the flood from 2012 happened. There are amazing sidewalks. Like King Creek Dog Park, that place is beautiful.
Oh, that is a good spot.
Yeah.
I go there all the time.
So, like last summer, I kind of picked out some spots where I knew there were nice sidewalks. And went and did murals in specific parks just because I liked their sidewalks. That was what started that project.
So when you mentioned just now that the fact that we only have those few months of nice weather and everything, that's kind of an interesting thing about making things with chalk at all. And it's just the fact that it's like, I know, like, all our work is going to disappear, right? But you know for a fact that yours is going to disappear a lot sooner than others.
Right.
How does that impact it? And if so, how?
The temporal nature of it just makes it kind of more precious and more important. And it's like, you have to go and see it now or it's going to be gone. I mean, social media has made a life for chalk art that has exploded. And that's why it is the big thing it is today. Because, I mean, how many people have seen forwards where there's like 20 pictures of guys with different weird holes they've drawn in the ground. And they're like, look at this. This is amazing. My dog's afraid of it. And that's taken off and it's all over the world.
I need to scroll more chalk art. I didn't know.
Yeah, well, it's a
don't
big
show it to your dog.
Big
well,
thing
now
right
that's
now.
Now my phone will hear that, and now I'm gonna just
Why
be
not?
I'm gonna
yeah.
be photobombed now. Yeah, with shoulder wraps and fix that shoulder and take some time, and during your therapy you can look at chalk art.
Your new boxers.
Yeah. In my new boxers. Waterproof boxes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Breathable.
Perfect for skiing.
Like, one thing I tell people at festivals is I'm like, think about it this way. Like, all your mistakes, all your triumphs, they just kind of get washed away in the rain. And then you have a brand new canvas. Well, and can you imagine storing 10-foot by 10-foot canvases? That's what I tend to draw in.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be
it.
A very daunting, exhausting task. Yeah. Plus, like, you know, people really don't really want to see my art for much more than a day or two. So it's perfectly fine like this. I think it's a great, great format for me.
And I suppose you don't want to see it.
No, I don't
want to
see it.
And I understand
like, especially after like 2 days in the sun of working on it, I'm like, I'm done. Yeah, like taking that final photo, sometimes I'm like, this is even hard because I just am too close to it and can see all the mistakes. And then like 2 days later, I'll look at the photo and be like, dang, that was my best one. I should have taken a better angle.
Oh, is that? Yeah. That's like anything in art, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you're done with an album and you don't even want to promote it. You're like, I hate that thing. And you haven't even put it out yet. You're just like, whatever you're doing for so long, by the time you're done with it, you're like, done.
I gotta say, it's really encouraging, actually, to hear you say that, though. Because I see everything, that you do, especially on Instagram, and I just kind of think, wow, look at all this. It's just
I post a lot.
Yeah, and
I
it's
post
really,
an awful
and
lot.
And you make a lot too. Yeah. And it's really I find
and I don't even post all of it.
Oh, really?
That's the funny thing.
Oh my God. that's impressive.
It's a different kind of addiction.
It's a serious addiction.
I can't stop making stuff, but I never finish it because I don't know what.
That's a thing. That's a thing.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
That's one thing that
podcast.
Like social media helps you be accountable for. So
I
like
suppose,
you
right?
kind of are like, I have to finish that or I can't post that reel. And I've videoed like, you know.
I guess my issue is I can't get myself to care about social media either.
It's hard. Like, it's really a struggle.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I think you do it well. And
thanks.
You do it well, but I'm always like, how? They were at the show that did this, they did this. And what? You're growing garlic with Vaco and trying to keep the bears out of the honey patch. And you're going to bee seminars and apparently still
so
work
cool.
in there somewhere. And
bee seminars?
How is this possible?
I like your sticker.
Steve doesn't sleep much. That's how he does all his work.
I get up early.
Oh. Are you only sleep 5 hours a night?
No.
8 hours?
Seven.
Close
enough.
That's good.
Yeah.
Seven's perfect.
Seven's
fine.
Decent.
And then sometimes
I wake up and I come downstairs and he's already like exercised and worked out and like done 20 things on the computer for work and made coffee.
Yeah. That's the most importantly.
Rock the house.
Rock the house.
You both kind of just go, then it's impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm jealous and impressed.
We're not good at relaxing. Like, our vacations, we've gone with friends, like, they've complained that we don't relax. In fact, we stayed in one Airbnb in Denmark? Yeah, Copenhagen, where the hostess said to us, she goes, you two are not like the other Americans. I go to bed, you're not here yet. I get up, you've already left, but the blankets are rearranged, so I know you were here. It's like, the bathroom's clean, you guys are just, you're quiet as mice, this is... Yeah, you can stay whenever you want.
That's nice, though, I think. Or at least I think it sounds nice. I
mean, we were having so much fun on the trip.
So
like, and it was longer daylight
travel.
Hours, and yeah.
I love when these guys come in, I can tell. I'm like, where are you guys going? They've got double laptops and some books. I'm like, you're planning a trip. Like, well, yeah, we don't have any kids. And
well, it's the best place to
plan
a trip.
My student loan.
We can be like, hey, Jason, I'm going to Arizona. And he'll be like, hey, let me tell you about all these places. And
oh, right, perfect.
Yeah.
Get a little like tour guide, basically. Yeah.
Jason will just rattle up a million places for you to go and to stay and go get coffee at this place.
But not in Iceland or you guys have been going to some fun spots.
Mm-hmm. You do some international touring.
Yeah.
We do a lot of like, hey, look, there's cheap tickets to this place. What do we want to see there?
We just look for what's on sale. And we go there.
That's a great way to go about it. Yeah, because otherwise, I mean, how else are you supposed to choose?
No.
And it's arbitrary anyway, isn't it?
Right.
You know? That's nice. Oh, that's real nice. That just sounds nice.
It just sounds nice.
Just think of
it. It is.
Yeah.
It's so humble. That's my favorite.
Boy, you took a lot of notes.
Someone's got
just
to.
Copy and paste things.
Nikes.
I've been slowly getting better about doing notes. I mean, compared to our first episode, right? I literally just sat down and was like, who are all you people?
He looks at me and is like, you're not helping. You're just laughing.
Yeah, you're just... Like, Jason, do you have any questions? And...
No.
I'm just having fun
you're
being here.
Okay. I looked over. I literally thought you were reading an article. I was like, he's just reading an article, nope. Jason.
These are my own notes. I'm
trying to catch up.
Notes.
Yeah, no, I got like... I mean, you have a really handy bio on your website. That's
really?
Yeah.
Good.
You have a website?
Yeah.
What's your website?
You have a bio?
www.agenius.com.
Spelled incorrectly.
It's spelled like my name. It's AGENIUSZ.
It's the SZ that makes it look incorrect.
That's the Polish
part. That's the Polish part. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage.
Yeah, so I have some of the different mediums that you work in, chalk, stained glass, murals, and illustrations. I guess mural and illustration isn't medium. There are mediums, but different things that you do. Do you have is chalk your favorite, or do you
depends on the time of year. This time of year is wintertime, so my brain is totally in stained glass.
Oh, so yeah.
Right now I'm making like 3D VHS tapes for Lizard's Gallery. And it's
3D
like
what?
VHS tapes. They say be kind, rewind, and they look like
out
VHS
of stained
tapes.
Glass.
Out of stained glass.
Okay, I'm like, I don't get
cool.
it. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, I made like one for their small works show, and at the end of their small works show, I went to go pick up my stuff, and they were like, hey, could you make us some more of those? Like, everybody wants them.
Be kind, rewind?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Remember when you wouldn't rewind and they'd be mad at you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I remember having like a special machine that was like by the back door, and you'd rewind that videotape before Dad took it out the door for him.
A Street Video had the wall of shame. If you didn't bring a tape back, you'd be on the wall of shame, and he had like a photo memory, and he'd...
Back before I was born.
I don't think so.
1880?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it was.
But yeah, like in like 2 months from now, I'll be doing chalk art in my brain.
It just transitions with the seasons.
Yeah,
basically.
It really does. I mean, there's also this thing where like most artists, you end up really introverted and inside in the dark. And like my stained glass studio is literally like the old man workbench in my basement. So then once it's like sunshiny and beautiful outside, like you just want to be out in the sun. And
No, I look forward to every rainy day so I can stay inside.
You would.
It's my...
You picked the right time.
I did, right? I have this vision in my head of Bill Watterson who made Calvin and Hobbes, and I don't... He's very private, and so I don't know where he lives or anything, but I imagine he has, like, a window in the woods, and he looks out, and he just draws cartoons all day, and that's exactly what I want. So bad, and you never see anybody else. And you just... And that's it. Just a room and a drawing table and a window. The dream. The absolute dream.
There's all kinds of dreams out there.
I know. That sounds like your hell.
That is my hell.
I think it sounds great.
With a nice couch to take a nap on.
I never think about the rest of the room. Oh, right? My God. You can put a couch in there. I'm only looking this way.
And a fridge.
Coffee
machine.
Yeah.
Oh. See, if I do that, then I will literally never leave. I need to have at least one reason to get out of the house, and I think coffee's going to have to be it.
Bathroom.
No.
Bathroom's outside.
Gatorade jars. Yeah.
I have an outhouse just to make sure I sometimes get my steps in. Where do you think your favorite place in Duluth is that you've done a, or maybe even want to do a piece? Because what I because I can think of like I've seen you do stuff outside of the depot, and I know that's just a big nice area, and I always think that looks nice.
That is a really beautiful sidewalk. And
you did up at Hawk Ridge.
Hawk Ridge is horrible
nice
pavement, and it's very windy.
Nice view.
Nice view. Well, Glen Sheen has great view.
Oh yeah.
I really liked the zoo. The zoo was really fun. But I guess just like the random places that there's this place that the Duluth Street Art Initiative keeps putting me. And it's down the hill from Lifehouse. And like the biggest adventures of my whole summer always happen when I'm working there.
I bet, yeah.
And then like everywhere else, I go all over the country to these different festivals and everyone's like exchanging stories about like, hey, this crazy thing happened while I was making street art. And I'm like, oh, no, let me tell you about downtown Duluth.
Oh, God.
And I always beat everybody. And it's kind of interesting.
I wouldn't expect that, actually.
For street art coolness, that's like pretty awesome spot.
Yeah. Okay.
But there's one that I really, really like. It's the, what is that park called? It's like the Gitche. It's right above the Chief Buffalo mural. And there's that big kind of flat area. There's like 3 or 4 entrances from Superior Street. Right behind you march through it if you take the fish parade up to Zeitgeist.
I feel like I can picture what you're talking about, but I can't.
Like by the lake walk?
Over by
Yeah.
I don't know the
over
name
in Canal Park area?
It's like Gitche. No.
That's like where I crashed my bike and everyone popped out of that area and came
out.
Yeah,
that area.
Yeah, that sounds like it. Yeah. That sounds like that area. But anyway, this like
on the lake walk where everyone saw me crash.
Yeah.
But it was dark.
There's kind of a big open cement area, mm-hmm. and I think it would be beautiful for a chalk fest because you're even overlooking Lake Superior and the Wolf Bridge.
That'd be a good spot.
And there's like a little area for setting up a music venue, and you could totally have some little food vendors here and there. So in my head,
doable.
Like imagining like one of my friends put it in my head, he's like, hey, you know, we could bring up friends from the Twin Cities and stuff and just include Duluth in the chalk festivals. And I'm like, well, that would be a great venue. His idea was Glen Sheen, but I don't.
No, that would be super cool.
Yeah, this one's a little more central, a little downtown. Yeah. I mean,
this was just a bit more accessible
cities.
Than
a little more accessible.
Yeah,
but also just that incredible view.
Well, yeah. Do you have you noticed that as just found that as a benefit as an artist to live in a place that looks really really good?
That's definite. A lot of my art gets kind of informed, I say, by like living on the North Shore because it's just so gorgeous and. It's like endless hiking trails and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
The other side, though, is if you have a chalk fest in a place that's so beautiful, it's kind of like having a really good opening band, and then you have to go on. You know, it's like, oh, we got to follow that.
Right, like we went to West Yellowstone for a chalk festival and like purposely tried to stay. They were like, you can stay an extra night in this place. I'm like, absolutely, I want to see West Yellowstone. But there were some artists who like came in and left because they had to get back to work. And I just felt bad for them. I'm like, you didn't even get into the park.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
You were on the edge of the park. They were just in that little
tourist trap.
Tourist town.
Right.
Whereas, like, I immediately, when I got into that festival, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a year's pass to the national parks. And,
we
filled up the car with chalk artists and we drove around the loop.
That sounds great, too.
That was fun.
Oh. I'm envious of all the art adventures you've seen them gotten
up to. Well, yeah, the chalk adventures are really fun.
That alone, yeah. I'm finally getting close to completing draft one on this comic idea I've had in my head for like half a decade, and I'm really hoping that once I get that done, some other comic artist will pop out of the woodwork somewhere, and I'll be able to kind of build a little comics community,
that sounds awesome. I'd love to help you with that.
Oh, and that was actually a question I had because you said you made comics.
Oh yeah,
Do you still ever make
comics? I still do. I make really sloppy, cheesy, crappy comics, and
you
a lot
made
of them...
the Woodblind coloring book.
Oh my gosh, no, that's the best comic ever made. Was the Woodblind coloring book?
I loved that. I remember when I saw that.
That's the one where I told Vaco. I said, I'm really sorry. Every time I draw you, you keep getting younger and younger. And he said, it's okay, Anne-Marie. You're seeing my essence.
I love Vaco.
Do you find that Jason is probably one of the easiest people to draw? Because I do.
He's really fun to draw, but I love Jason. And sometimes when I draw him, I look at it and I go, oh, that's mean.
Oh, that's
and I put
good.
It away.
I don't
and
care.
I start over.
No, no.
It's too accurate.
Be mean.
It's too accurate.
No. It's
okay.
It's like, you know, if you make his puppy dog eyes and his round glasses too big and things like that, it looks mean to me. Like, I would make a horrible caricature artist. Like, I've tried it a few times and it's just like, I'm like, no, that's mean.
I'm just
too Canadian for this. I can't do this.
Too Canadian?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, Thank you to Anne-Marie and Steve for joining
us.
Thanks for growing us garlic. If no one caught this, the garlic we've been using all this year and last year came from Steve and Vaco and Steve Isaacson's house and land. All the love and community and
that's where our beehive is. We're gonna have 4 hives this year.
And I heard you sterilized it.
Yeah, we're gonna sterilize them some more. We're
gonna bleach them
and electrocute the bears.
Right. Bear. Oh my god.
That's where this.
That's how you get more bears.
Yeah.
Oh, our poor bees. We have an electric fence this year.
How many pounds did you buy?
Eight pounds of bees. No wait. 3 pounds.
3 pounds.
12.
12 pounds.
12 pounds.
Boy, whiplash.
I know. Yeah. I have to do math.
Eight, 3, 12.
Verbally, otherwise I can't do math.
You should cashier here on your days off.
I know.
Here's that your way. Change. Wait, no. Wait. Yes. Hi. Yes. No. Huh. I'm just gonna keep this.
Welcome to Wussos.
I shouldn't have brought rum.